Welcome to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Their goal is to win the lost, disciple Christians, set the captives free, and see the sick made whole. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org. Now, here is Pastor Gary Culp with today's message.
Well, good afternoon. The Lord bless you. What do we know for sure? God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Let's pray for souls. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, we want everyone to go to heaven. So we're crying out to you for the eternal salvation of every boy and girl, man and woman, in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. We're praying for their past, present, and future spouses. We're praying for all the children they have now and the future and their family members. All grandchildren they have now and the future and their family members. All great-grandchildren they have now and the future and their family members. By faith and agreement, we're sending the Holy Spirit to convict every person of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Lord Jesus, make yourself real to each person. May each person understand your incarnation, your perfect life, the great miracles you did, your death, burial, and resurrection, your precious atoning blood, the revelation and understanding by your stripes we were healed would come to every boy and girl, man and woman, and they would humble themselves before you, Father, repent of their sins, receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, being gloriously born again from above. And Father, we pray you get every person into a good Bible-believing teaching church. They would then be baptized in water, receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Every Christian would become a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're praying for every demon-possessed, demonizing, captive person to be set free and all the sick to be healed from every sickness and every disease. And Father, your people to receive and to walk in financial abundance, prosperity, debt cancellation of their debts, the full blessing of Abraham, whom God blessed in all things. And we agree together in Jesus' name. But also, Father, we love the Jewish people so much. Father, we pray that the blinders and scales would be removed off their hearts and minds. They would truly see that Jesus Christ is their Messiah, Savior, and Lord, and they'd be gloriously born again from above. We agree with your word. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And also, Father, we agree that they have an eternal covenant to all the land of Canaan. So, Father, give them all the land they have now, but also 36 times that amount have you ordained for them to receive. We agree they're receiving it all. And, Father, God, stop all their enemies. Destroy anyone that comes against the Jewish people to harm them. That includes Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, Iran. Every enemy of Israel, maybe they be stopped and necessary destroyed. And we agree for that in Jesus' name. And also, Father, you showed us through prophetic words, Father, there are things that we need to be praying against. Father, we're agreeing together, praying against this digital currency. Father, it's from the pit of hell. It's a plan from Satan, the WF, Joe Biden, and the feds to bring forth the one world currency, to bring forth the mark of the beast, and we come against this in Jesus' name. We pray this plan, these wicked people would be sent into confusion and derision, and Father, they would come to no agreement right in any way, shape, or form, and we decree there'll be no digital currency until after the rapture of the church, and the dollar bills and cash will be strong until that time, and we thank you for it. Father, we pray for all attacks against our nation, Father God, every terror attack. We cry out to you, Father. You know everything. We pray that you would expose and stop and drive out of this country every terrorist, every foreign soldier, ever prisoner, ever pedophile, ever drug cartel person and sex trafficker, ever person who has come into this nation to do evil and harm to America and its citizens, Father, you would expose and you would drive them out of this country and they would never be able to return and you would not allow them, Father, to do their evil deeds. We agree in Jesus' name. And Father, please protect our power grid. Don't let there be any EMPs. Don't let anybody touch our water sources, including our wells, our city water, Father God. No poisoning. We agree in Jesus' name. Also, Father, please protect our farms, our food production plants. May there be great crops and harvest this year, enough to feed everybody in the United States and even send food around the world, Father. And take away all the farmland from foreign countries and give it to godly, born-again, spirit-filled people who will grow crops for the glory of God. And also, Father, please protect our electricity, our gas, our oil, our coal. Don't let anybody touch or take out our power stations. And Father, we agree with you. Fossil fuels are wonderful. They're awesome. They're great. We come against the lie of climate change, and we say no to that lie from hell. And we decree, Father, very soon we're going to be energy independent again. And Father, we decree that Keystone Pipeline will be reinstituted in 2024. And we agree for these things right now, and we thank you for them in Jesus' name. Okay, we're going to talk about being ready. I tell you the truth, Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready? You know, the Bible even talks about being ready. Let's go to Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, and again, Jesus is speaking. He says, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." You remember, don't you, that the days of Noah, there was great wickedness and evil. People's thoughts were on evil continually. Also, there were the Nephilim, that fallen angels who had cohabitated with women and a race of giants. And again, they had to be destroyed. So God knew what he was doing. Okay. Verse 38, "For as in the days that were before the floods, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then there shall be two in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left." Good picture of the rapture. Remember, when the rapture happens, all the saints are taken out, and then there are those who are left behind, and the Antichrist will come forth and be manifest, and the false prophet, and the one world government will happen. And they're setting it up now. You understand that, don't you? We'll talk about that in a minute. Back to the scriptures. Verse 42. "Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the householder had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would have not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, be you also ready." There it is. Jesus says to be ready. It's just smart to be ready. Jesus will come at a moment you don't think he's going to, so you need to be ready today. It could be today. Oh, I don't think it'll be today. That's another reason it could be today, because it'll be when you don't think he's going to come. So just be ready now. And then tomorrow when you wake up, be ready that day. Do you understand? Okay. Back to verse 34. "Therefore be you also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh." That's what Jesus said. "Who then is a faithful and wise servant? Let that be you and I, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them their food in due season. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find him so doing." And again, let that be ever born again believer. "Verily I say unto you that he," Jesus, "shall make him ruler over all his goods. But and if that evil servant," oh, you don't want to be that one. Be sure you don't want, when Jesus comes in the rapture, you don't want to be the evil servant. But Jesus says that you're either going to be the good servant or the evil servant. You know there are only two choices, don't you? Just like there's only two genders. You understand that, don't you? Okay. "But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunkards." I like that in King, the drunkards. You know, the bar folks. You know what I'm saying? All right. "The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of." Now notice about this evil servant. What's his future? Verse 51. "And shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites." You know what a hypocrite is, right? A play actor. Okay. Last part of the verse. "There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Well, it doesn't take a theologian to let you know that guy went to hell. And hell is forever. And yes, you get to stand at the white throne judgment, and God will explain to you as he reviews your life, you weren't born again, you didn't repent. The blood of Jesus was available to wash away your sins, but you didn't get saved, so you are accountable for all your sins, and you die, and you go to hell. Yeah, you did it your way, but forever you're going to wish you didn't do it your way. But what's the point here? Jesus is telling us to be ready. And he says, some will go and some will stay. The good will go, the born-again ones. The ones who are not saved will stay. You know, as we think about the end times, I'm trying to keep up with a lot of the more recent things that are happening. And again, the great thing that we should be concerned about is artificial intelligence. And these artificial intelligence is already lying. A friend in church had a Lexus, and she was talking to a Lexus, and Alexa told her she was going to die on April 8th. Well, she didn't die. Well, where did that come from? You know, there is some kind of demonic element in that black box that Satan is using. So you can't even believe AI. Who taught it to lie? Well, I'm just telling you, Jesus is coming soon. And again, one of the most interesting things that I really think I need to keep before you, in Billy Crone's last series on the UFOs and the alien agenda, the very last tape in that series, he records it, is interviewing a retired FBI agent named John D'Souza. And he was kind of in part of the alien invasion stuff. But he made some very stark remarks. Number one, he says, we've got a lot of technology, and you probably understand that we don't even know about yet. But also, one of the plans for the WEF and the deep state for the last days to bring everyone into control. Did you hear that? Under control, just like they started initially with COVID, and they were so pleased with how you bowed down to them in that. Don't ever do that again. But the thing is this, he says, they want to take over the world, and one of their plans is they have the technology, and they actually have man-made what looks like alien spacecraft that would fool the average person. And the thing they're going to do at some point is have an alien invasion of ships that come down that are not, this is actually not the devil as far as the demonic realm. It's man-made that looks like alien technology that will actually begin to kill people, take out aircraft, take out commercial vessels to get everyone in fear so they can come in and have the answer and take over. So he says that is one of their plans. So understand that. You know, there's technology we can't even imagine that's out there. And there's people who have created things to bring complete and total deception to you and I. And I just want you to understand, one of the things is a fake alien invasion, but it will be man-made spacecraft that looks like alien craft, and they will kill and destroy people to bring us under their dominion. I was thankful for that revelation. Now, I tend to think that that will take place probably after the rapture of the church to explain away millions of Christians being gone, but it could happen before that. And also, he brought out such an interesting point, and again, as a retired FBI agent, he says, you notice a lot of the calamities that are happening today, again, he says, is man-made, but he says, you will find out that when those calamities happen, no one will really investigate and bring forth an answer, well, here's what really happened, because even though they look like an accident, they are really things that have been pre-planned. And he used the example of the train derailments and all the chemicals being released in the air that have been taking place. Nah, you'll never hear an FBI agent said, here we've investigated and here's what took place. He said, it's not going to happen. How about this Baltimore, Maryland thing? How about the thing that took place at Hawaii? You know, Klaus Schwab, he's the head of the WEF, part of this one world government system. And you understand that he's even said that Joe Biden is his favorite student. Do you get an idea? Okay, yeah. That's why the last 3.5 years have been hell in America, because hell has gotten leadership in America. Do you understand that? Okay. And the whole thing is the destruction of America. And he declared in 2023 it was a year of polycrises. In other words, many crises affecting every area of life in the United States of America to break America down, to bring forth the one world government. That is their plan. That's what they're doing. There will be more and more crises in different ways, in different measures, and they'll get worse and more severe, and people will die, and people will get in fear and panic, and that's to destroy America. That's why probably there's been 10 million illegal people come through. Because at some point, when they get their orders, they're going to start killing Americans right and left. And so much for you supporting illegal immigration, you might curse the day you were born. When this starts taking place, you've been deceived. No, all countries are to have boundaries. This is the greatest wickedness ever. But it won't take long for you to figure that out. When people start dropping dead and the bombs start flying, you'll realize, I'm on the wrong team. You need to get on Team Jesus. Do you understand that? You need to repent, give your life to Jesus, be born again from above, get some spiritual discernment, and you'll begin to see the things going on. Many of them are pre-planned, terrible agendas that seem like accidents, but they're not. And he says, here's the one thing. They will never be investigated. They will never permit law enforcement or anything to investigate. They'll just go on to the next thing. So I'm giving you some good information so you're going to be ready for these last days. Do you understand that? And you won't be deceived. And the good news, very soon we're going to be out of here. You know, the funny thing, there's a lot of Christians that don't understand about the rapture. They're not in Bible-believing teaching churches. They don't get the revelation. They don't study prophecy in the end times, and they don't understand it. But the funny thing to me is that in the occult, in the New Age and things like that, they know there's going to be a rapture of a million of Christians. You see, sad to say, they're devil people that are smarter than some quote-unquote Christians. And they already have an explanation. When the Christians are taken out, they have an explanation. Well, they were the unenlightened ones, and God had to remove them so we could go on in deeper spiritual enlightenment. Did you hear that? So even the devil is smarter than a lot of Christians, and he knows the rapture is going to have. But if you're a born-again, spirit-filled Christian who study the Bible, you know the Bible says the rapture is coming. In fact, it's found in 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18. Let's just go ahead and remind ourselves of that. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them who are asleep. And that means those who have died in the Lord. That you sorrow not even as others who have no hope. Okay, I'm telling you in love, without Jesus, you have no hope. That's why Colossians 1:27 tells us, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The only hope mankind has is Jesus and what he did for us on the cross, his blood, his death, burial, and resurrection. Do you understand that? Jesus is everything. Okay, so get born again. Well, let's continue. Verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also who sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. Remember, the Bible's absolutely truth. Okay. That we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not precede them who are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. That's coming up very soon. Verse 17, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up. There it is. From the Latin Vulgate, rapturo, or from the other Greek, harpazo, which means to be snatched away. So any way you look at it, you're getting raptured out of here or caught up or snatched away. Don't get caught up in the terms. You're out of here if you're in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Then we who are alive shall and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Oh, that's sweet. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. If you're a born-again believer in Jesus Christ and love and serve Him, your future is great, even though you're going to have to endure some little trials and tribulations until we finally do get the exit. Okay. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So, the rapture is real. It's in the Bible. Born-again, Spirit-filled Christians know it. The only people that don't know it are religious people. And even the devil people know it. It's just kind of funny, isn't it? Okay. But let's go on. We need to be ready. Are you ready? What some things indicate that you would be ready? Number one, and we're going to use Scripture, are you walking in fellowship with Father God and the Lord Jesus Christ? 1 John 1:3, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. There it is. And these things write we unto you, that your joy might be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Aren't you glad all your sins are forgiven because of the blood of Jesus? I am. I'm kind of getting older. I don't even know how many sins I've committed, but I'm telling you, I'm afraid there probably would be millions. In fact, once I really understood what sin was, I realized, oh no, Gary, you've done it all wrong. You've broken all the Ten Commandments over and over again. You have too, if you don't. You may not realize it, but you have. You need Jesus. You need the blood of Jesus to cleanse you from all your sins. And as you grow in the Lord, you'll begin to find out more what sin is. Okay? Now, bad attitudes are a sin. Knowing to do good and not doing is sin. See, there's not just sins of commission, there's omission. Oh, amen. So you need Jesus. You're not going to get to heaven by being good or being religious. You've got to repent and receive Jesus. So if you're ready, you are walking in fellowship with Father God and Jesus, but also we're to be walking in fellowship with other believers. Notice here in John chapter 15, verse 10, Jesus talking, "If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." Jump down to verse 12. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Jump down to verse 17. "These things I command you." Do you notice it's not suggest, it's command. That means you will do it. Says Jesus, "that you love one another." So the Lord expects us to love one another. He expects us to walk in fellowship with Him and others continually. And let's make it a little more impersonal. Are you walking in fellowship with your family? Do you love your spouse? Do you love your children and their family members, grandchildren and their family members, great-grandchildren and their family members? We're to love every person, but especially our families and extended families. We are to love them. Now, does everything always go well in relationships? No, it doesn't. And that's why we have to forgive also. If you're ready to meet God, you have you forgiven everyone for everything? Have you done that? You know, we've talked often, forgiveness is not something extra. God requires you to forgive. In fact, we're going to do this real quick. We're just going to pray the Lord's Prayer, but we're not going to stop when it's over. We're going to read what Jesus says immediately following. Here it is, Matthew 6:9. "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. There's that forgiveness, right? And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, literally the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Okay, the prayer's over, but Jesus doesn't stop. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. What part of that doesn't make sense? Jesus says, I have freely forgiven you every wicked, everything you've ever done, and I continue to forgive you, and we continue to repent when we do sin as believers. Very important, confession, repentance, every day for the believer when you fail. But also, Jesus says, since I've forgiven you, you are to forgive everyone for everything. No exceptions. So if are you ready to meet Jesus? Have you forgiven everyone for every evil thing they've done? You need to do that. You're not ready to meet Jesus if you're walking in unforgiveness. Make a decision. Say, Holy Spirit, show me anyone that I've not forgiven. Can I tell you something? The Holy Spirit will always answer that prayer. God will gladly show you those that you still have ought against and you haven't forgiven completely. And also, if you're ready to meet Jesus, and this is really just a very simple principle, did you do the last thing God told you to do? You understand that, as Jesus says in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. That's Christianity 101. What has Jesus been telling you to do, and are you doing it? Have you done the last thing? Remember what Jesus said very strongly in Luke 6:46? Jesus says, and why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man who built a house and dug deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the stream, upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. So Jesus says, if you're calling me your Savior and Lord, you better be obeying me. If Jesus would come today, are you doing the very things that he showed and revealed you to do? And you know, one more thing. Do the people around you know that you are a Christian? Do you act like a Christian? Do you talk like a Christian? You know, people around you, if you're the real deal, they'll recognize it in how you speak and how you act. And also, if you're a good Christian, you'll be sharing your faith in Jesus and witnessing to them so that they can be forgiven and go to heaven too. Which brings us to our time of invitation. Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready to meet him? If not, let's do some business with God right now. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I believe and understand, Jesus, that you died for my sins and rose again. I understand it's the blood of Jesus that washes me from my sins. I'm coming to you, Jesus, now. I repent of all my sins. I'm inviting you and ask you to come into my heart and to my spirit and to be my Savior and Lord of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in corporation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org or send an email to Pastor Gary. His email is garyculp@yahoo.com. Please join them again next week as they continue to expound on God's truth, in a relevant and practical way.